Well, boys and girls, I'm not going to ask you to come down this morning. I'm going to do something from the platform here, in the pulpit. Tell us this, who's got cuddly toys? Put your hands up if you've got cuddly toys. I don't expect the older ones to put their hands up. I have one or two in here. I'm not sure where to set them. I'll hold them here. I have a wee fella down the back, and he's only 3 years old, but you know, this wee cuddly toy here, he loves it. Call him Puppy. Puppy the dog. And he loves this wee fella here. Everywhere, has to go everywhere with him, or at least used to have to go everywhere with him. At night time, he would not have went to bed if Puppy wasn't there. You had to find Puppy, doesn't matter where he was, before Matthew would have went to bed. So we're in England there in the summer, we're down in Devon, and we decided to go to Paynton Zoo. Now, I'll not tell you what Jonathan got, but anyhow, in Paynton Zoo, Matthew spied this wee fella here, Lewis the Lion. And you know, all of a sudden, Lewis the Lion took over from Puppy. Lewis the Lion was number one. Lewis the Lion, he loved him, had to go everywhere with him, didn't matter what, it was Lewis the Lion for a short time. And then all of a sudden, it was back to Puppy again. Still loved Lewis, but Puppy's was number one again. And you know, there are other cuddly toys in the house. There was another one that we got, and this one's here is called Jeff the Giraffe. Now, he's a sort of a big fella, so he is. And you know, every now and again, Matthew takes a real shine for Jeff. So Puppy's put to the side, Lewis is put to the side, and all of a sudden, Jeff takes over. But no matter what happens with Jeff, at the end of the day when he's going to bed, has to come back to Puppy. So as far as Matthew's concerned, he loves Puppy, he loves Lewis, and he loves Jeff the giraffe. But his favorite is number one, is Puppy. His love is changing all the time, isn't it? But he loves his cuddly toys. Boys and girls, why am I telling you this morning? I'll just leave them down here. Why am I telling you this morning? If you look up on the screen there, the Lord was speaking to a man called Jeremiah. And the Lord said to Jeremiah, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Boys and girls, that tells us that God's love never changes. Our love may change from time to time. Matthew's love for the cuddly toys changes quite often, even though Puppy's still number one. But God's love never changes. Do you know, boys and girls, if you're God's child this morning, if you've put your trust in the Lord Jesus and your sins are forgiven this morning, then you're God's child. And I can tell you this morning on the assurance of God's word that God has always loved you and that he will always love you and he'll always care for you. Even when we make mistakes, he doesn't like the things that we do that are wrong. It grieves him, but he still loves us and he still cares for us and he's still interested in us. He told Jeremiah, I have loved you with an everlasting love. My love for you, he says, will never change. Boys and girls, if you're not God's child this morning, God still loves you too. If you've never put your trust in the Lord Jesus, boys and girls, God loves boys and girls just like you. Loves you so much that he was willing to send the Lord Jesus to die on the cross for you. Boys and girls, young people this morning, if you're not God's child, you can become God's child today. If you only turn from your sin and thank the Lord Jesus for dying for you and ask him to come into your life and to be your Savior and to be your friend, he will come in and he'll make you his child. He'll forgive you for all of your sin and he'll be your Savior for time and for all of eternity. Boys and girls, Matthew's love, it changes quite often. But Puppy's still number one. The wee one, the ugliest one, is still number one as far as Matthew's concerned. But you know something? God's love never changes. Friends, this morning, it's not just for the children. God's love never changes. If you're God's child, he loves you, he cares for you, he's interested in you, he wants what's best for you, his love will never change for you. And if you're not God's child this morning, he loves you too. Loves you so much. The Lord Jesus paid the price for your sins on Calvary's cross. He shed his precious blood. He died. He rose again. And he loves you. And he wants to forgive you if you'll only come and put your trust in him. Remember Jeremiah 31 and verse 3. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Thank you.